Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, The Most Confidential Knowledge. Text number 12. Mogasha. Mogha. Karmano. Mogha. Jnana. Vichetasaha. Rakshasim. Asurim. Chaiva. Prakritim. Mohini. Shrita. Mogasha. Moga karmano. Moga jnana vichetasa. Rakshasim asurim chaiva. Prakritim mohini srita. Moga asha. Baffled in their hopes. Moga karmanaha. Baffled in fruitive activities. Moga jnana. Baffled in knowledge. Vichetasa. Bewildered. Rakshasim. Demonic. Asurim. Atheistic. Cha. And. Eva. Certainly. Prakritim. Nature. Mohinim. Bewildering. Shrita. Taking shelter of. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated.
Aquellos que están confundidos de ese modo son atraídos por opiniones ateas y demoníacas. En esa condición engañada, sus esperanzas de liberarse, sus actividades fruitivas y su cultivo de conocimiento se ven todos frustrados.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the Absolute Truth.
Hay muchos devotos que suponen que tienen conciencia de Krishna y que suponen que hacen servicio devocional, pero que en el fondo no aceptan a la personalidad de Dios, Krishna, como la verdad absoluta.
For them, the fruit of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be tasted.
Ellos jamás saborearán el fruto del servicio devocional, el ir de vuelta a Dios.
Similarly, those who are engaged in fruitive, pious activities and who are ultimately hoping to be liberated from this material entanglement will never be successful either, because they deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
Asimismo, aquellos que están dedicados a actividades fruitivas piadosas y que en fin de cuentas están esperando ser liberados de este enredo material, tampoco tendrán éxito jamás porque se burlan de la Suprema Personalidad de Dios, Krishna.
In other words, persons who mock Krishna are to be understood to be demonic and atheistic.
En otras palabras, personas que se mofan de Krishna se les debe tener por demoníacas o ateas.
As described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, such demonic miscreants never surrender to Krishna.
Como se describe en el séptimo capítulo de Bhagavad Gita, esos herejes demoníacos nunca se entregan a Krishna.
Therefore, their mental speculations to arrive at the absolute truth bring them to the false conclusion that the ordinary living entity and Krishna are one and the same.
Por lo tanto, las especulaciones mentales que ellos hacen para llegar a la verdad absoluta los llevan a la falsa conclusión de que la entidad viviente ordinaria y Krishna son exactamente lo mismo.
With such a false conviction, they think that the body of any human being is now simply covered by material nature, and that as soon as one is liberated from this material body, there is no difference between God and himself.
Con esa falsa convicción, ellos creen que ahora el cuerpo de cualquier ser humano simplemente se encuentra cubierto por la naturaleza material, y que en cuanto uno se libera de este cuerpo material, no hay ninguna diferencia entre Dios y uno.
This attempt to become one with Krishna will be baffled because of delusion.
Ese intento de volverse uno con Krishna se verá frustrado por ser ilusorio.
Such atheistic and demonic civilization of spiritual knowledge is always futile.
Esa manera atea y demoníaca de cultivar conocimiento espiritual siempre es inútil.
That is the indication of this verse.
Eso es lo que se indica en este verso.
For such persons, cultivation of the knowledge in the Vedic literature, like the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads, is always baffled.
Para esas personas, el cultivo del conocimiento que se encuentra en la literatura védica, tales como el Vedanta Sutra y los Upanishads, siempre fracasa.
It is a great offense, therefore, to consider Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be an ordinary man.
Es una gran ofensa, pues, considerar que Krishna, la suprema personalidad de Dios, es un hombre ordinario.
Those who do so are certainly deluded because they cannot understand the eternal form of Krishna.
Aquellos que así lo hacen están sin duda engañados porque no pueden entender la forma eterna de Krishna.
The Brihad Vishnu Smriti clearly states, Yoveti Bhautikam Deham Krishnasya Paramatmanaha Sasarvasmad Vahishkarya Shrauta Smarta Vidhananta Mukam Tasya Valokyapi Satchelam Snanam Acharet. One who considers the body of Krishna to be material should be driven out from all rituals and activities of the Sruti and Smriti. And if one by chance sees his face, one should at once take bath in the Ganges to rid himself of infection.
Aquel que considera que el cuerpo de Krishna es material debe ser echado de todos los rituales y actividades del Sruti y Smriti. Y si por casualidad uno le ve la cara a esa persona, se debe bañar de inmediato en el Ganges para liberarse de la infección.
People jeer at Krishna because they are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
La gente se burla de Krishna porque envidia la suprema personalidad de Dios.
Their destiny is certainly to take birth after birth in the species of atheistic and demoniac life.
Su destino es, ciertamente, el de tener que aparecer nacimiento tras nacimiento en las especies de vida ateas y demoníacas.
Perpetually, their real knowledge will remain under delusion, and gradually they will regress to the darkest region of creation.
Su verdadero conocimiento permanecerá cubierto por la ilusión perpetuamente, y poco a poco ellos irán retrocediendo hacia la región más oscura de la creación.
Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Janadapi sunichena tarad eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari hadanama hadanama hadanamai vakivalam kalo nastyeva nastyeva gatir anyata Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this Bhagavad Gita is found in the greater book known as Mahabharata. And according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the real purpose of Vyasadeva's writing the
Mahabharata
is to bring the reader to this Bhagavad Gita.
Es para llevar al lector a este Bhagavad Gita.
This Bhagavad Gita is a summary of all Vedic knowledge.
Este Bhagavad Gita es un resumen de todo el conocimiento védico.
And you'll notice if you study Prabhupada's books and lectures.
Y lo notarán en la medida en que estudian los libros y lecturas de Srila Prabhupada.
The book he references and quotes the most is Bhagavad Gita.
El libro al que él más hace referencia y más cita es el Bhagavad Gita.
So, if you want to be a good, effective preacher,
por lo tanto, si quieren ser un buen y efectivo predicador,
you should learn this Bhagavad Gita thoroughly.
Ustedes deben aprender a cabalidad este Bhagavad Gita.
Prabhupada instructs that one should study a Vedic literature thoroughly.
Si la Prabhupada instruye a que uno debe estudiar completamente algún texto védico.
And this movement, we are meant to become preachers.
Y en este movimiento, nosotros estamos de alguna manera destinados a convertirnos en predicadores.
So we should learn this Bhagavad Gita very nicely.
Por lo tanto, tenemos que aprender a este Bhagavad Gita de buena manera, agradablemente.
Let us look at the words in this verse today.
Veamos ahora a las palabras en el verso de hoy.
The chapter is entitled The Most Confidential Knowledge.
El título de este capítulo es El Conocimiento Más Confidencial.
By using the word most,
al usar la palabra más,
he also is inferring that there's two other confidential knowledge.
Al usar la palabra más, de alguna manera está infiriendo que hay otros dos conocimientos también confidenciales.
First, there is confidential knowledge.
Primero está el conocimiento confidencial,
which you learned in chapter 2.
El cual aprendes en el capítulo 2.
What did you learn from reading chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita? Did you learn anything? What did you learn? The soul. Okay, what else did you learn? Positive and negative. So you are the soul. So what's the negative that you learned? Exactly. That is confidential knowledge. You learned that you're not your body. And how many material bodies do you have? What? No, right now, how many materials? No, you have more than one. How many do you have right now? Two. What are the two material bodies you have right now? Yes, subtle and gross. Very good. What is the subtle body? Mind, intelligence, false ego. That's the subtle body. Covering the soul in the heart. Then you have the gross body. Now, when we say the gross body, we mean actually the senses. Ten senses. Five senses for acquiring knowledge. And five senses for working. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin for acquiring knowledge.
Ojos, orejas, la boca, la lengua, la piel para poder tener conocimiento.
And then hands, legs, throat, genital, and anus for working this material world.
Y los brazos, las piernas, los genitales, el ano, la garganta.
So those are the instruments which you use when we talk of the body. Just like this instrument. Those 10 senses are instruments. So the first confidential knowledge means I'm not this body. I am spirit soul.
Por lo tanto, el primer conocimiento confidencial consiste en entender que yo no soy este cuerpo, que soy un alma espiritual.
Now there is more confidential knowledge.
Ahora hay más conocimiento confidencial.
Knowledge of a superior soul.
El conocimiento sobre el alma superior.
That was explained in, well, it will be explained in chapter 13. Chapter 13 tells us a lot about Paramatma. So that's more confidential knowledge. But this chapter is dealing with the most confidential knowledge. Which is known as pure devotional service.
El cual es conocido como puro servicio devocional puro.
Pure devotional service has to do with the devotee serving Krishna without any expectation of reward.
Esto se refiere a cuando el devoto quiere servir a Krishna sin ninguna expectativa, sin esperar ningún tipo de recompensa.
Serving Krishna out of love.
Servir a Krishna solo por amor.
So those are the three levels of confidential knowledge.
Por lo tanto, esos son los tres niveles de conocimiento confidencial.
The first word in today's verse.
La primera palabra en el verso de hoy.
Moga asha.
Moga asha.
Repeat they.
Moga asha.
Baffled in their hopes.
Frustrados en sus esperanzas.
So, yes, yes. Good. So everyone in this world,
por lo tanto, cada uno en este mundo,
has a desire,
tiene algún deseo,
has some aspiration,
tiene alguna aspiración,
because desire is part and parcel of the soul.
Porque el deseo es parte y porción del alma.
You cannot stop desires.
Ustedes no pueden detener los deseos.
Imposible. Because that is part of the soul's position.
Imposible porque eso es parte de la posición del alma.
Dead objects do not have desires.
Los objetos muertos no tienen deseos.
Only a living thing has desire.
Solo algo vivo puede tener deseos.
But in this verse,
pero en este verso,
the desires of those who reject Krishna,
el deseo de aquellos que niegan a Krishna,
the desires of those who hate Krishna,
el deseo de aquellos que odian a Krishna,
they will be frustrated.
Esos deseos serán frustrados.
They will be baffled.
Van a ser vencidos.
The Bhagavatam gives us many examples. What was Ravana's greatest desire?
¿Cuál era el deseo más grande de Ravana?
What was Ravana's greatest? Sita. Yes. What about Sita?
Sita?
What about it? What do you mean? What was that? What was the desire?
¿Cuál era el deseo que
specifically?
Específicamente.
He wanted her to surrender to him. That's what he wanted.
Eso era lo que él quería.
Because he was cursed.
Porque él había sido maldecido.
Never again could he rape.
Que nunca más iba a poder volver a violar.
He did that to the daughter of a rishi.
Él le hizo eso a la hija de un rishi.
And the rishi cursed him.
Y el rishi lo maldijo.
Never again.
Nunca más.
You do that,
vuelves a hacer eso,
you are dead.
Y estarás muerto.
So he could not rape Sita.
Por lo tanto, no pudo violar a Sita.
She would have to voluntarily give herself to
claro,
him.
Ella tendría que entregarse voluntariamente a él.
And that was his hope.
Y esa era su esperanza.
And he sacrificed everything for that hope.
Y él sacrificó todo por ese deseo.
He sacrificed his own sons.
Sacrificó a sus propios hijos.
During the war.
Durante la guerra.
One son after another was sent to fight.
Un hijo tras otro fueron enviados a pelear.
And each one was killed by Ram and Lakshman.
Y cada uno de ellos fue matado por Rama y Lakshman.
He was advised by his wife.
Él fue advertido por su esposa.
He was advised by his brother.
Fue advertido por su hermano.
He was advised by his commanders.
Advertido por sus comandantes.
Give up this desire.
Por favor, desiste de este deseo.
He could not do it.
Pero él no pudo hacerlo.
And therefore, what was the end result?
Y por lo tanto, ¿cuál fue el resultado final?
Ram shot his bow and arrow.
Ram sacó su arco y flecha.
And Ravan was dead on the ground.
Y Ravana estaba muerto en la tierra.
Moga asha.
Moga asha.
He did not get Sita.
Él no logró conseguir a Sita.
Even the Sita that he took,
incluso la Sita que él raptó,
was Maya.
Era Maya.
It was illusory.
Era ilusoria.
Was not the real Sita.
No era la verdadera Sita.
Just like maybe you know there's this game.
Igual a, como ustedes tal vez conocen este juego.
Monopoly. You have that game here? So they have money.
Así que en ese juego ustedes tienen tengan dinero.
But that money is what?
Pero ese dinero es
paper. Yes, it's play. It's not real.
No tiene valor porque no es real.
You cannot go to the store and say,
ustedes no pueden ir a la tienda y decir, oye, quiero comprar con este dinero.
Give me leche.
Dame leche, por favor.
No, because it's not real.
No, para hacerlo porque no es real.
So the Sita that Ravan got,
por lo tanto, Sita que Ravan adaptó,
was not real.
No era real.
Is illusory.
Era ilusoria.
But still, he had to pay for that.
Pero igual, él tenía que pagar por eso.
He paid for his life.
Él tenía que pagar por su vida.
And there he was on the battlefield, dead.
Estaba en el campo de batalla, muerto.
Next word.
Moga karmana.
Baffled in fruitive activities.
Frustrados en las actividades fruitivas.
So there are so many examples of this in the modern material world.
Bueno, y existen tantos ejemplos con respecto a esto en el mundo material moderno.
In America, all over.
En América, por todas partes.
People are working.
La gente está trabajando.
And sometimes they put their money in the stock market.
Y algunas veces ponen su dinero en la bolsa.
And one day it looks, oh, I am very rich. And then the next day, zero. Everything gone. Or sometimes, a man and woman, they marry. And the man becomes very rich. But then the wife divorces him.
Entonces, la esposa se divorcia,
and takes all the money. This happens quite a lot.
Esto ocurre bastante.
So fruitive activities means,
por lo tanto, las actividades fruitivas significa,
I will work very hard.
Yo voy a trabajar con mucho esfuerzo,
in order to achieve a material position of success.
Para conseguir una posición material exitosa.
But everything is very temporary.
Pero todo es temporal.
Also, there is the story of King Nriga.
También está la historia del rey
Nriga.
Nriga.
In Krishna book.
En el Krishna book.
He was doing pious fruitive activities.
Él estaba realizando actividades fruitivas piadosas.
And for one little mistake,
y solo por un pequeño, error,
he had to take birth as a lizard.
Él tuvo que nacer como una lagartija.
Because he had given a brahmana a cow.
Porque él había dado un brahmana una vaca.
And that cow came back to him.
Y esa vaca volvió a él.
And without him knowing, he gave that same cow to another Brahmin. Then the two Brahmins fought. My cow. No, my cow. Nriga offered both Brahmins thousands of cows. But each Brahmin said no. It's my cow.
Pero esa que es mi vaca.
And so he was cursed.
Así que él fue bendecido,
and he became a lizard.
Y él se volvió una lagartija.
But he was delivered.
Pero él fue liberado.
By who?
Por quién?
Who delivered him?
¿Quién lo liberó?
Can say it? Más alto.
Más fuerte, más allí.
Thank you. Hello?
Krishna.
Thank you. Yes. Some energia. Yes. Not Krishna. Say it loud. Krishna.
Krishna.
All right. Next word. Moga jnana. Baffled in knowledge. Sometimes we see people.
Algunas veces vemos personas.
They go to university.
Que van a la universidad.
They go to more university.
Para más universidad.
And they become very, very big brain.
Y se vuelven con un cerebro muy, muy grande.
They know so many things.
Saben tantas cosas.
But they don't know one thing.
Pero no saben una cosa.
Krishna.
Krishna.
And all that knowledge that they have will not help them at the most important time of their life.
No les va a servir en el momento más importante de sus vidas.
What is the most important time of the life?
¿Cuál es el momento más importante de la vida?
Death.
Muerte.
Punto de muerte, ¿sí? The point of death. Punto means point.
Yes, but we don't have that in Spanish.
You don't have that?
Point of death? No, we don't.
Point, yeah, the time of death.
Momento.
Yes. So in English we say the point.
Nosotros decimos el momento en punto.
The exact moment of death. So you may have so much knowledge.
Así que ustedes pueden tener mucho conocimiento.
You may have so much money.
Pueden tener mucho dinero.
But at the time of death, it will not save you.
Pero al momento de muerte no les va a salvar.
Just like, who is the richest person in Santiago? Do you know?
Luxit.
What's it?
Luxit.
Is there? Okay, you've heard. Okay, you've heard of Bill Gates, Microsoft. You've heard. See, you heard that. So he's billionaire. 80 billion dollars. I know. See. So, when death comes, when Yamaraj calls, can he give Yamaraj money? Stock options? Nothing. Yamaraj is not interested in his billions. He will look at his sheet.
Él va a mirar a su hojita.
You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this.
Esto.
Come with me. So, we may have so many things, but they're not going to help us at the time of death.
Por lo tanto, podemos tener tantas y muchas cosas que no nos van a ayudar al momento de nuestra muerte.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami calls these fallible soldiers. We think that we will be young forever. That I will be young and strong and handsome. But before you know it, you are fat and ugly. Just like that.
Así, sin darse cuenta.
One day you wake up.
Un día se despierta.
No teeth.
Sin dientes.
Big belly.
Guatón.
Wrinkles.
Con arrugas.
And for women, gray hair.
Para mujeres, las canas.
This material world is very cruel. The young people, they're very strong and look very healthy. And the old people are very not good. All right. Then we have the word rakshasin. I know, but there's nothing. I'm just going. Rakshasin.
Rakshasin?
Demoniacos. See. So we learn from Bhagavad Gita that there are two types of people in the universe.
Así que aprendemos en el Bhagavad Gita que hay dos tipos de personas en el universo.
Those who obey the laws of God,
aquellos que obedecen las leyes de Dios,
and those who do not obey.
Y aquellos que no obedecen las leyes de Dios.
Those who obey the laws of God,
aquellos que obedecen las leyes de Dios,
they are known as demigods or devotees.
Ellos son conocidos como semidioses o devotos.
According to how Prabhupada writes,
de acuerdo como si la Prabhupada escribe,
devotees and demigods are on the same platform. Because they obey the laws of God.
Ambos obedecen las leyes de Dios.
And the demons,
y los demonios,
they defy the laws of God.
Ellos pelean, reniegan de las leyes de Dios.
So, by studying Bhagavad Gita,
por lo tanto, al estudiar el Bhagavad Gita,
we are trying to learn, first of all, what are the laws of God.
Estamos tratando de aprender, ante todo y primeramente, cuáles son las leyes de Dios.
Just like when you got your license to drive,
al igual que cuando ustedes tienen su licencia para manejar,
you had to take a test.
Tienen que tomar un examen.
Yes, because you're supposed to know the laws of driving.
Sí, porque se supone que ustedes deben saber las normas de tránsito.
When the policeman stops you,
cuando un policía lo detenga,
hey, I have to give you a ticket. But you cannot say to the policeman,
pero usted no le puede decir al policía,
I didn't know it was wrong to drive 200 miles an hour.
Yo no sabía que estaba mal manejar a 200 kilómetros por hora.
I'm innocent.
Yo soy inocente, no sabía.
I didn't know.
No lo sabía.
No.
No, no, no.
He will write the ticket.
Él le va a hacer la multa igual.
Because you're supposed to know.
Porque usted se supone que sabe.
So in the same way, ignorance is no excuse.
La ignorancia no es excusa.
You are supposed to learn the laws of God.
Ustedes se supone que tienen que aprender las leyes de Dios.
And the laws of God are summarized in Bhagavad Gita.
Y las leyes de Dios están resumidas en el Bhagavad Gita.
So we should learn this Bhagavad Gita so that we know the laws of God.
Así que tenemos que aprender de este Bhagavad Gita para que así sepamos las leyes de Dios.
Pregunta. What is the ultimate law of God according to Bhagavad Gita?
Pregunta. ¿Cuál es la última más alta instrucción de Dios de acuerdo al Bhagavad Gita?
Cumple con tu deber prescrito.
Accomplish your duty?
No.
Surrender.
Surrender to what?
To me.
To me? To you?
No.
Oh, okay. Ah, to Krishna. And just surrender to Krishna.
Abandonen todo tipo de religión y solo ríndanse a Krishna.
So that's the ultimate teaching of Bhagavad Gita.
Por lo tanto, esa es la máxima y última enseñanza de Bhagavad Gita.
Do you know this devotee, Adhoksaja Das?
¿Conocen al devoto?
He's from Mexico.
Devoto de México.
Did he ever come here?
¿Se ha venido alguna vez? The name again?
Adhoksaja Das. Anyway, he used to come to Los Angeles years ago.
Bueno, él solía ir a Los Ángeles años atrás.
And he used to give very powerful classes.
Y solía dar clases muy potentes, muy energéticas.
And at every lecture he'd go like this.
Y en cada lectura él iba así.
Surrender to Krishna!
Ríndanse a Krishna!
He would always do that.
Él siempre hacía eso.
Surrender to Krishna.
Ríndanse a Krishna.
Yes. So, then next word, asurim.
Por lo tanto, la siguiente palabra, asurim. Ateos. Asurim, ateos.
So, the demon is different from the atheist.
Ya, por lo tanto, el demonio es diferente del ateo.
The demon doesn't care or doesn't want to obey God.
Al demonio no le importa o no quiere obedecer a Dios.
But the atheist is worse.
Pero el ateo es peor.
He says there is no God.
Dice, aquí no hay ningún Dios.
He's the worst. Even in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, there is one purport where it is explained how someone is punished according to the degree of their sinfulness. And the one who commits sin because of atheism, he is punished the most. Not everybody is punished to the same degree.
No todos son castigados en el mismo nivel.
For instance,
por ejemplo,
somebody who commits a sin out of ignorance,
por ejemplo, alguien que comete un pecado, por la ignorancia,
he is punished.
Él es castigado.
But somebody who knows right and wrong,
pero alguien que sabe la diferencia entre el bien y el mal,
and still commits the sin,
y aún así comete el pecado,
he is punished more. So when you become a devotee, you are held to a higher standard. Because now you know better. And Prabhupada explained, you break the principles one time, you are forgiven. Two times, forgiven. Three times, forgiven. But after that, heavy punishment from Krishna. A devotee is not punished by Maya. A devotee is punished directly by Krishna. Therefore, surrender to Krishna. Surrender to
Krishna.
So the atheist, he thinks that there is no one better than him. There is no God. And either we're all God, or I am God. Now, all these different people, they take shelter, the last word in the verse, Shrita, taking shelter of.
Refugiándose en.
So, they take shelter of this material energy.
Por lo tanto, toman refugio en esta energía material.
In the Bhagavad Gita,
en el Bhagavad Gita,
there are two kinds of nature.
Hay dos clases de naturaleza.
What are the two natures in the Bhagavad Gita? What did he say?
Inferior,
excellent.
Material,
excellent. Okay, yes. From one angle of vision, who said? Who said? Which one?
Flowers?
Okay. Yes, that answer is acceptable. But the one I was... But the one I was looking for is the answer you gave. The material inferior nature and the spiritual superior nature. Do you know what chapter you got that answer from? Chapter 7. Where Krishna explains that there are eight separated material energies. Correcto? Eight? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. Then in the next verse, Krishna says, besides these, there is a superior nature.
Aparte de esto, hay una naturaleza superior.
the living entities.
La entidad viviente.
Spiritual.
Que es espiritual.
All right. Go to Bhagavad Gita 7:4. Japa. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Okay, read the translation of 7:4.
Okay, voy a leer la traducción del verso 7:4. La tierra, el agua, el fuego, el aire, el éter, la mente, la inteligencia y el ego falso, estos ocho elementos en conjunto constituyen mis energías materiales separadas.
Now read the next one, number 5.
Además de todo ello, oh Arjuna de los poderosos brazos, hay una energía mía que es superior, la cual consiste en las entidades vivientes que están explotando los recursos de esta naturaleza material inferior.
Okay, so, as devotees,
okay, por lo tanto, como devotos,
we take shelter of the superior spiritual nature. So my question is, how do I take shelter of the spiritual energy? How do I do that? What do I do? Good. But in general, that's specific. In general, what do we call the process by which we take shelter of the superior spiritual nature? Ah, yes! Very good. Yes. Excellent. Because that is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Three places. Krishna says, you want to see me?
¿Quieres verme?
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
You want to know me?
¿Quieres conocerme?
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
You want to come to me?
¿Quieres venir a mí?
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
And that's why we say, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva.
Y es por eso que nosotros cantamos, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva.
Not by fruitive material activities. Not by acquiring knowledge.
No por adquirir conocimiento.
And not by doing Santiago yoga.
Y no por hacer yoga Santiago.
Or Hollywood.
O Hollywood yoga.
No, 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 no.
Así no, no.
Only by devotional service.
Solo a través del servicio devocional.
That's exactly what Krishna says in chapter 18.
Eso es exactamente lo que Krishna dice en el capítulo 18.
Only by. Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva. No other way.
Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva. No hay otra manera.
Yes. So when you said chanting, that is correct because that is the prime activity of bhakti.
Por lo tanto, cuando usted dice cantar, está bien, porque eso es como la parte primordial del bhakti.
Very good.
Muy bien.
But this verse was talking about people who do not take shelter of the spiritual nature.
Pero este verso se refiere a aquellas personas que no toman refugio de esta naturaleza espiritual.
The last line, Prakritim Mohinim Shrita.
La última línea, Prakritim Mohinim Shrita.
Repite.
Prakritim Mohinim Shrita.
All these people took shelter of the material energy.
Todas esas personas tomaron refugio de la naturaleza de la energía material.
And the material energy is bewildering.
Y la energía material se está cayendo, se está temblando en el fondo.
Now I have another question.
Ahora tengo otra pregunta.
We are studying verse number 12.
Estamos estudiando el verso 12.
What did you learn in verse number 10?
¿Qué es lo que aprendieron en el verso número 10?
Without looking. Anybody know? No cheating. Okay, what? No, this chapter, verse number 10, two verses ago. Not yet. Does anybody knows? Okay, now you read. I wanted to give them a chance.
Yes, that's good.
I want to see who knows their Bhagavad Gita. What is he saying?
That everything's under Krishna control?
Well, let's see what... Pretty good. Read the verse.
9:10.
Esa naturaleza material, que es una de mis energías, funciona bajo mi dirección, oh hijo de Kunti, y produce a todos los seres, móviles e inmóviles. Por orden suya, esta manifestación es creada y aniquilada, una y otra vez.
Yes. The material energy is under the control of?
Krishna.
Not you and not me. No posible. The history of the world, going back millions of years, that has been the big problem. The living entity is trying to lord it over the material energy. But the material energy is too powerful. 7:14, most important verse in Bhagavad Gita. Not the most, but one of the most. You know 7:14? Who knows 7:14? You need to study your Bhagavad Gita. How come I know it? You should know. Read.
Okay.
Sanskrit. Come on.
Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya durasyaya mamevaye prapadyante mayametam tarantite.
Yes, transduction.
Esta energía divina mía, integrada por las tres modalidades de la naturaleza material, es difícil de superar. Pero aquellos que se han entregado a mí pueden atravesarla fácilmente.
Es difícil, ¿sí?
Sí.
Is it muy difícil or just difícil?
Es difícil.
Okay, in other translations, Prabhupada will translate most difficult or insurmountable. For instance,
por ejemplo,
how far is the Pacific Ocean from here?
¿Cuán lejos está el océano Pacífico de acá?
100
kilometers. All right. So if you got on the beach,
por lo tanto, si ustedes están en la playa,
and think you can swim to Los Angeles,
y creen que pueden nadar a Los Ángeles,
can you do that?
¿Que pueden hacerlo? No.
So the material energy is many times compared to an ocean.
Por lo tanto, que esta energía material es muchas veces comparada con un océano.
So, there's a song we sing, and the line is, Taraha e bhava sindure.
Hay una canción que canta, que la primera línea es lo que Prabhu acaba de decir.
That this material energy is like an insurmountable ocean.
Que esta...
And the only way to cross over this ocean is to surrender to Krishna. And now, what is the easiest way to surrender to Krishna? What is the easiest? Easier than that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.